I'm Leslie Katz reporting from San Francisco with the CNET News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 8th, 2009. At CES in Las Vegas, Palm has just unveiled its much-anticipated new handset called the Palm Pre. Reporter Tom Krazit, who has covered the smartphone industry extensively, is here to tell us more about it. So, Tom, it looks like the Pre has all the going features, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, 8 gigs of storage, GPS, 3-megapixel camera. Anything that makes it truly stand out from other smartphones?
The most interesting thing I saw today with the demonstration that they rolled out was the way that they've apparently found to preserve a lot of the touchscreen features that you saw on the iPhone, you know, the flicking your finger around to navigate and, you know, panning and zooming and that kind of thing. But they've managed to also add in some method of letting applications run in the background, which was one of the primary criticisms of the iPhone OS when it was released. When you're running the iPhone and you're running a particular application, such as the browser or a game or whatever, the only background notifications that you can get are from the phone when you get a phone call or from the text when you get an incoming text. If you're on an IM application or something else that would normally run in the background, like on your PC, and then notify you when you get a message, that doesn't work on the iPhone. And Apple had said there was going to be a way for that to happen, but has yet to actually roll that out. They're actually a couple months late on that. So that's one key thing that I think developers will like, is they can make applications that can notify the user of a change in status while they're working in a different application.
And on the hardware front, it seems people are very excited about this fold-out curved keyboard.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing about this new device, is that I think it brings a lot of the things that the iPhone has. I mean, it's clearly a nod to the iPhone in many ways, from the browser to the home screen design to the touchscreen gestures. But then they add the hardware keyboard for people who just don't like the touchscreen keyboard that you find on the iPhone. That's definitely going to appeal to some people.
What can you tell us about the operating system? There is a new one.
Yeah, it's called WebOS, and we don't have a ton of details about it right now. The event in Las Vegas actually just finished a few minutes ago, but it appears to be, first of all, it's a huge advance over the operating system that you currently find, the Palm OS on the Trio smartphones, which is like 4 years old now or something like that. I mean, this is a modern smartphone OS with a lot of the things that, you know, people almost take for granted now on an iPhone or a BlackBerry or a Windows mobile phone. And you know, I think it really puts Palm back in the game, assuming that everything works as advertised and assuming they launch it on time.
Yes, because Palm has posted net losses the past 6 quarters, so it seems it really needs a home run.
Desperately. This we should note, too, that this is a late product as well. I mean, they had hoped to have this operating system out last year, and it has been pushed into this year. And the phone itself is not expected to be available until, they're saying, the first half of 2009, which in my experience in this industry means June 2009. So, you know, we'll have to see how that rollout goes. One other thing that should be noted is that Sprint will be the exclusive launch partner for this phone. It is a CDMA phone, which sort of limits the number of carriers that it can work with. In the U.S., you're talking about Sprint and Verizon, and worldwide, the GSM standard that the iPhone uses is far more predominant in places like Europe. But there's nothing to preclude Palm from coming out with a GSM version of this phone at some point down the road.
Would you say this phone is aimed more toward consumers, business people? What's your sense?
Well, the interesting thing with these phones is that they are sort of evolving into devices that must do both. I mean, in this day and age, we don't ever really shift completely between those two roles, you know, where we're, you know, maybe checking sports scores in the airport, you know, and then we flip over to dash off a couple of emails before the plane arrives. And, you know, that sort of dual mode thing has been really the catalyst for a lot of smartphone design over the last year. So I think Palm emphasized the consumer parts of this phone today, you know, talking about the browsing and the contacts and how the, you know, applications will work. They did not really focus on the enterprise side of things. I would assume that they are going to continue to push their Trio Pro Windows Mobile-based smartphones for the enterprise crowd. But I also think that they might be setting themselves up to do something like what Apple did with the iPhone, which is cater to the consumers first And then once you get people using these phones, add in some features that will let them get their work email on these phones or use them comfortably within corporations. I think there's one other thing that we should note as well is that Palm did not announce the price for this particular device. And that's obviously going to be a huge factor in how people view it against the other phones that are out there, the iPhone, the BlackBerry, and the various other phones that you can buy. I mean, it is going to be the exclusive phone for Sprint for some period of time that we're not quite sure, which implies, but we don't know for sure, that there will be a subsidy attached to this phone. But, you know, it's really hard to get a sense of how well this phone will do in an increasingly competitive marketplace without knowing how much it's going to cost.
Absolutely. We don't even have a range yet?
No. There were no details provided. My colleague Ina Fried was actually at the press conference in Las Vegas live blogging, and she has an interview with Palm executives coming up within a relatively short amount of time. She's going to try to get some details on that. But, you know, the fact that they did not reveal that during the press conference is a little bit surprising. And they haven't figured out exactly what they want to charge for it yet.
Right. Very possible. Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on that, and we'll let readers know as soon as we find anything out. Thanks so much, Tom.
You're welcome.